Okay. My name is Helle Blundav and I'm the Communications Officer for the National Wool Museum. The National Wool Museum is a museum which takes us through the story of the woolen industry in Wales. So it shows all of the different processes of turning fleece into yarn. And all the machinery are working machinery, and we have
as we can hear.
Yes, and we have experienced crafts people on site as well, taking the visitors through all of the processes. And we are now making yarn ourselves as well to sell. But at the moment, we're standing in Melin Teivi, which is actually a commercial mill, not specifically connected with the National Wool Museum. It is on site and. Turns out blankets to sell.
And the people can actually stand up here on this walkway as we are, and they can actually see people making blankets for sale.
Yes, exactly. The looms are working now as we speak, but this is also shown in the
museum.
Museum as well.
And is the Woolen Museum here because you're right next to the river, so you have water power?
Yes, that's right. There used to be hundreds of mills around Wales, but especially in the Teivi Valley. In Rhyfach Felindre itself, there were 24 working mills at one time. 24 mills, you know, working.
And all using wool from local sheep.
Wool from local sheep. The rivers then to turn the mills and to dye the wool. The rivers were used there. Because in this village, we have three small rivers running into the Teivi River, and they were quite fast moving, and so three rivers coming into the Teivi, because we're right next to the Teivi here, so that's why there were so many mills in this area. And of course it's an agricultural area, so there were plenty of sheep to go around as well. Yeah, so the National Wool Museum tells a very important story of what was a big industry throughout Wales. Not only in pockets of Wales, but throughout Wales. So the cottage industry, of course, at the beginning, and then it was industrialised.
Thank you so much.